Now, at this time of the year, it's all exciting. You get the babies back. You start to tune them up looking towards the spring. And yesterday, the Hayes-Hayes-Dabbity combination, I thought we'd get the boss on, Ben, and find out how a few of the babies returned, because I think Catchy, Formality and Tulip had individual gallops. I wouldn't imagine they'd be full strap. But yesterday, as they returned for their spring, and Ben's with me. Morning, Ben.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Now, most of these top two-year-olds have returned. I think they all had bits of dash-ups yesterday.
Yeah, that's correct. They all had their first homework yesterday morning.
Now, was it an individual situation or did they work with others?
Yeah, no, they all just worked by themselves. We know they got talent and we're not looking to give them a hard gallop for their first gallop, but they all worked by themselves.
Well, those three, just for a start, Catchy, Formality, Tulip, you've got a Blue Diamond winner and place getter and a Golden Slip place getter. Which one bulked up or to your eye, improved most in the paddock?
For me, I'd probably have to stick with our Blue Diamond winner, Catchy. She did really well in the paddock. She's come back a bigger, stronger girl, and I was really thrilled with her piece of work. Her first running home, it looked effortless, and she ran one of the quickest times of the morning. So I'm really happy with Catchy.
What sort of work did they do yesterday?
They just worked over 800 metres, and they ran home the last 400.
All right. What sort of times? Are you going to add a bit on, a bit of GST onto the time?
They worked well. They weren't asked to break records. They all did it nice on the bridle, and they just went up the hill. They broke 12 seconds, which is good going up the hill. Euroa.
Now, that's interesting you mentioned going up the hill, because that sort of training has proven very successful, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've our stable's done it since day one. We had hills back in Angaston, and we've been using them ever since, and it's just a great way to get a horse fit without doing too much work with them.
Now, looking forward to the Everest, you've linked up with the Star organisation and basically said to them, don't bother locking in a particular horse, lock in our stable, we'll come up with the horse. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We've done a deal with them, and they basically have a first choice on any of our staff sprinters. So we've got a choice between Red Kurt Warrior, Vega Magic, Shardell, even Darren, who was racing very well over the autumn.
Now, the first two, Red Kirk Warrior, he was a surprise to a lot, but he wasn't to your dad because he was confident, and that was in the Newmarket. First up, he brained him.
Yeah, he did. He got a he was fantastic down the straight. He was always showed us good talent at home, and our stable actually going into the race was very confident. There's some very happy people after the race, that's for sure.
Western Australia can throw up a good sprinter, and I think Vega Magic is one of those.
Yeah, no, Vega's gone fantastic as well. He's back in work. He's probably a week or two behind Catchy and Tulip and Formality, but he's gone really well. He's very big, imposing horse, and all his work, we're just very happy with him. He's gone well.
Now, if we were to get a little time capsule, Ben, and write one horse's name on it, and then open it on Everest Day to see whether you're right, which horse do you think it would be you'll have in the Everest?
I think probably Red Kurt Warrior, but I wouldn't be surprised if Vega Magic ended up there as well. But I'd go Red Kurt Warrior.
Red Kurt Warrior, all right. His horse has won up to 2,000.
He is, yeah. He's actually he was one of the favourites for the derby over in
Hong Kong,
and he went and missed. He had bad feet, and we've managed to fix his feet, and he sprinted very well fresh. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he could get out for 1,400 a mile and still be very competitive. Mm. He's a very talented horse.
All right. Well, we can't let you go without a winner because we're all desperate punters. Have you got one for us this week? We can have a little something on.
This week, we have probably race one today. We have a nice two-year-old going around, Fastnet Rock, Sweet Finette, Invincible Rock. Yeah, he's a good chance. He ran really well first up and ran behind a three-year-old, which is well-bred by Glamour Puss. So he looks like he's come on a lot, and we're going to ride him a little bit different today, and I think he'll hit the line hard.
Terrific. Good on you, Ben. Good to catch up and good luck. Let's hope they go through injury-free for you through the spring.
Thanks, Sean.